Hello everyone, I hope you are doing well and I'd like to welcome you to the second episode of Keeping Up with Family Law. I am Bal Bogan and I'm a family solicitor at Bell & Buxton. Today we are going to be discussing how to make an application to the courts in relation to children proceedings. Firstly, I'd just like to mention that making an application to the court isn't the only way to resolve any issues that you are having in relation to children matters. Court involvement is usually a last resort. However, if you are unable to resolve issues relating to your child or children, either directly with the other parent, at mediation, or via solicitor's correspondence, then sometimes the only option left for you is to make an application to the court. I will go on to discuss how and when you need to do this, and also what you might require to enable you to do this as well. If you are issuing the court application, you will be known as the applicant. As the applicant, you must at least show to the court that you have attended mediation and have undertaken what is called a mediation information and assessment meeting. Once you have attended this, you will receive a signed page from the mediator, which you will be able to include within your application to the court. It is useful to know that once you have obtained that signed page from the mediation, you must issue your application within 4 months of the date of that signed page. Now, the form that you need to complete, which is the actual application form that you will need to send to the court, is called a C100 form. In some matters, you might also have to complete a supplemental form, which is called a C1A, and this is in relation to allegations of harm. This is not always relevant, but in the cases that it is, and if you find that you have ticked the relevant boxes on the C100 form, then you will also be required to complete the C1A. There is a court fee of £215 when making such an application. However, there can be times when you may be exempt from paying the fee. Now, it's important to know that there are different types of orders that you can apply for via the C100 form. Firstly, which is probably the most commonly applied for order, is a child arrangements order. This order decides where a child or children are to live, when the child or children are to spend time with each parent, and when and what type of contact is to take place. This type of order has replaced what you might have previously been familiar with, called a residence or contact order. There is also a specific issues order, and this is pretty obvious by the name that it is given, and this is a court application which relates to a specific issue, i.e. when there is a dispute between the parents as to what school the child is to attend, or, for example, if one of the parents is wanting to take the child abroad on holiday and the other parent is refusing to provide their consent. The third and final order is called a prohibitive steps order, and this stops a parent from making a decision relating to the child, for example, prohibiting a parent to remove that child from the jurisdiction or from the care and control of the other parent without their consent. As the applicant, you are able to apply for all of these orders at the same time or just one of the orders. This is dependent on what is relevant to your situation and what you are ultimately asking the court to do and the issues to decide on. Now, either the mother or the father or anyone else who has parental responsibility over the child or children can make such an application to the court. Other individuals also can, for example, grandparents. However, they will first need permission of the court to make such an application. Once your court application has been filed and issued by the court will arrange a first hearing in relation to your matter, and this is usually called a first hearing dispute resolution appointment, which is usually a directions hearing. At this hearing, a judge will try to work out what you and the other parent can agree on, what issues you can't agree on, and whether the child is at risk in any way. Prior to this hearing, you will have been contacted by a CAFCAS officer. CAFCAS stands for the Children and Family Court Advisory and Support Service. Their job is to represent children in family court cases and also independently advise the family courts about what is safe for the child and what is in their best interests. Prior to this first hearing, CAFCAS will have spoken to both of the parents and discussed any concerns that they have and also the nature of the application. They will then produce a safeguarding letter to the court, which will include a recommendation as to how they believe the matter should progress, whether there are any safeguarding concerns, and also what is in the best interest of the child. If both parents can reach an agreement at this hearing and there are no safeguarding concerns on behalf of CAFCAS in relation to the child's welfare, then this hearing could mark the end of the court process and involvement, and a final order can be made. However, if the parents cannot agree matters at this first hearing, and CAFCAS believe as part of their recommendation that further assessment needs to take place in relation to the child, then the judge will set a timetable for what happens next. There is no set number of hearings that there will be during a court application, as everybody's matter and circumstances are different, and it is entirely dependent on the issues within the case. Throughout your court proceedings, you may hear the term welfare checklist. This is something which you need to be aware of, because this is what the judge will consider when deciding upon your application. Now, the welfare checklist includes various factors that a judge has to take into account, and that can include the child's wishes and feelings, the child's physical, emotional and educational needs, the ability of the parents to meet those needs of the child, the effect of any change or changes that may have on the child, and also the possible risk of harm to the child. A judge will only make an order if they think that it is in the child's best interest and the welfare of the child is the court's paramount consideration. That is something that you also need to be aware of and keep in mind at each stage of the process. That can be incredibly difficult when it is concerning your own child, as it has that extra emotion attached to it. However, ultimately, if a judge is to decide on the matter and what is going to happen, then you also need to keep in mind what a judge is going to have to consider, and that is the welfare checklist, with the assistance of CAFCAS. I hope that listening to this podcast has been useful, and if you have any queries at all, then please contact our family department on 0114 220 2186. Thank you.